This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a big seat, Bharat. Emphasizing self-reliance, Mr. Modi said it is the demand of the time that everything required to make India a developed nation must be built within the country. Mr. Modi was speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat. Citing the rise in domestic manufacturing, he noted that Indian-made railway components are now exported to countries like England, France, Mexico and Germany.
आज हम 140 करोड़ भारतीय मिलकर अपने देश को विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए जी जान से जुटे हैं। देश की तरक्की के लिए जो कुछ भी चाहिए वो हम भारत में ही बनाएं, ये आज के समय की मांग है।
Speaking on Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister Modi said that it is not just a military action but an expression of Indian values and emotions. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also launched various development projects of the state government related to rail and other sectors. This include Vande Bharat Express trains between Berawal and Ahmedabad, an express train between Valsar and Dahod stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. This marked a turning point in the country's modern political history as it had ended the era of coalition politics in India with people giving a clear and decisive mandate to the BJP. India continued to expose Pakistan's reprehensible design globally to support terrorism with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against the menace. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today held interaction with think tanks at Seoul in South Korea and highlighted that sponsoring terrorism has been the state policy of Pakistan since the last 40 years, referring to the Pahalgam terror attack. He added the United Nations Security Council and the world should unite to fight terrorism. Director General of the Indian Council of Medical Research, Dr. Rajiv Bahal, said that the government is monitoring the COVID situation through the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program, which tracks COVID cases nationwide. Talking to the media, Dr. Bahal said that there is no cause for panic as of now due to the rising cases of COVID. He said the severity of these cases remains low. However, he suggested the people to remain vigilant. Meanwhile, Delhi Health Minister Pankaj Singh has said that there is no reason to be afraid of corona as the variant is slowly developing like a virus. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has pointed out that terrorist organizations are openly operating from the cities and towns of Pakistan. He said terrorism is an open business in Pakistan that is supported, financed and used by the Pakistani military and state. In an interview to a German newspaper, Dr. Jaishankar said India has sent a clear signal to the terrorists that price has to be paid by them for carrying out terrorist attacks. On India's retaliatory attacks after the Pahalgam terror attack, External Affairs Minister said Indian strike was measured and non-escalating. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has signed memorandums of understanding worth over 6,000 crore rupees with 16 investors across diverse sectors during the 2 days Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025, which was held at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi from May 23 to 24 last. The MOUs were signed between the Secretary, Planning and Investment, Government of Arunachal Pradesh and the representative of the investors in presence of the Deputy Chief Minister, Choe Na May, during the 2 day Investment Summit. Women and Child Development Minister Da Sang Lu Pul today undertook a visit to key cultural and administrative sites in Daeju, including the District Museum, the Under Construction Community Convention Center, and the CDPO's residential quarters. During her visit to the District Museum, Pul was briefed by District Research Officer J. Rondo on the existing challenges and developmental needs of the museum. She assured her ministry's full cooperation in addressing these issues. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.